A South Dakota Water Management Board meeting ended abruptly on Wednesday, July 17th, after a commenter yelled at the board and the chairman called for a motion to adjourn. The board met to plan future hearings on water permits for construction of the Keystone XL pipeline. The business end took about an hour, and then public comments extended the hearing another hour. TC Energy is applying for permits to use water in constructing the Keystone XL pipeline. Also applying for water use permits are landowners in Meade and Harding counties who plan to host worker camps. Opposing the water usage are environmental groups, individual landowners along the route, and tribes. Just setting a date to accommodate so many different groups and lawyers seemed impossible, but parties finally settled on 5 days in October. Then public comments started, and 24 people came forward, all opposing the pipeline. John Willis, an educator, says current events illustrate the importance of protecting water.
If you look at India, there's whole cities right now that don't have enough water. Look at Flint, Michigan. Look at the poison that's there. The natural resources are things that we cannot just turn around and fix if we screw it up.
Eagle Butte resident Joy Braun told the board that its mission and hers were not so far apart.
You know what? We're a lot more alike than we are different. We love this country, and we love this water, and we need it. We need this water to survive.
One presenter identified himself as Cameron from Cheyenne River, and he sang his message. Afterward, Geraldine Clifford of Milwaukee lambasted the board and the attorneys who did not stand for the song.
You should recognize a holy song from the indigenous people of this land. Shame the hell on you!
At that point, the board adjourned. And that's the wrap-up on a two-hour hearing held just to set a schedule. The full hearings on the permits are set for October, on 2 days early in the month and 3 more days at the end. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.